Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 552. Today, we're going to be welcoming Alex Frommeyer, the co-founder and CEO of Beam Dental, a fundamentally different dental insurance company. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you'd please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and we're streaming live on Facebook. All right, now I want to remind you that in about more like 15 minutes, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And if you want to pre-program that number into your phone, it's 614-459-9769. All right. So, as I mentioned, we have with us today the CEO of Beam Dental. All right. So let me tell you a little bit about Beam Dental. Beam Dental is a dental and ancillary benefits company that offers employers a fundamentally unique approach to coverage by incorporating dental hygiene behavior into policy pricing. All of Beam's plans also include perks, a subscription service with an electric toothbrush, replacement heads, toothpaste, and floss. Beam delivers best-in-class support and service to all members, making easy-to-find and access dental services with the tap of a finger from a broad national network of dentists. You can learn more about how the company is reimagining dental care at www.beam.dental. Alex Frommeyer is the co-founder and CEO of Beam Dental. He has two structural engineering degrees from the University of Louisville's Speed School of Engineering, where he graduated magna cum laude and founded his first company in 2010. So in talking to Alex, he told me that he goes by Fro, just to call him Fro. And I guess that's kind of in line with the new breed of CEO out there, the innovators, the millennials, if you will. And so without showing disrespect, I'm going to refer to Mr. Alex Frommeyer as Fro. Right, Fro?
Yeah, that's right. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Took a little bit to get this arranged, but very much am looking forward to it. So, cool. Let's talk a little bit about Beam Dental. For one, and I've already kind of read your bio, or not your bio, but the company's bio, how you guys are kind of changing the mold about dental insurance companies, and how have you tell us about that?
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, I think, you know, from our perspective, we're not in the dental insurance space because we think it, you know, totally solved and everyone has it and it's a phenomenal product working great for all people. In fact, our inspiration to get into this space is because we think the exact opposite of that. And this isn't a knock against any, you know, carrier of dental insurance that's out there today. It's just the market has been built on a bunch of assumptions that we think may not bear out in truth. And we have, I think, a product environment that doesn't reach nearly enough people. Part of our inspiration to start Beam in the first place was learning for the first time that over 100 million Americans don't have dental insurance.
Right, that's about a third.
Equivalent coverage. Yeah, it's 30 to 40% of the population, depending on kind of macroeconomic swings, doesn't have dental insurance at all, and we thought that was astounding when we first learned it.
Right, and 40% of the people in this country don't go to the dentist on a regular basis.
Right, and those are highly correlated groups, and so I think one of the things that's really compelling to us about eventually making a meaningful impact on that uninsured population and getting them coverage is if you have coverage, you're going to use it at higher rates, at least for preventative care. You're going to get your cleanings, you're going to get x-rays taken, you're going to get an oral evaluation from a licensed dentist, all things that, you know, contribute meaningfully to long-term dental health. And so that's what we want to see more of.
Okay, so one of my first questions was going to be what prompted you to start a dental insurance company, say, instead of medical?
Yeah. So my co-founders and I, we're all engineers by training. We actually first started in the medical device space. So okay. We're on our second company together. Our first business was effectively an R&D company in the medical device space. We were trying to come up with our own ideas for various devices, but really what we spent the vast majority of our time doing was working on others' devices. We were working for labs or manufacturing companies, other developers, doing the kind of grunt work, the engineering, the technical writing, the patent filing, those types of things behind the scenes to help bring medical devices to market, a lot of stuff in the cardiovascular space in particular. And I think what we learned in that process is a lot about how products are built in, you know, highly regulated environments, experience that ends up being really useful if you're starting an insurance company. But I think, you know, our inspiration to go more in the direction of dental was working on a contract for a dental manufacturing company, which is totally coincidental. And then at the same time, my sister was in dental school. She's now a dentist.
Oh,
married
cool.
to one as well.
Oh, wow.
And then one of my other co-founders, his mom, is a dental hygienist and has been for 25 years. And so there were just all these forces all of a sudden that just kind of kept kind of whispering in the ear to look at the dental industry. And we found that it was really compelling and aligned with a lot of our interests around, you know, making an impact in that market. And now we consider ourselves experts, not just in the dental insurance space, but in the dental industry at large.
That's really neat. Where does your sister and her husband practice?
They own a small practice just outside Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's amazing how far the tentacles of dental personnel reach. You know, I was interviewing Elaine Larson. She's a drag racer. She drag races a 307-mile-per-hour jet car. And and so we started talking, and she didn't know me at the time, and I said, so I'm a dentist. She goes, you're a dentist? And I said, yeah. She goes, I used to be a dental assistant.
Oh,
so
wow.
We had that. I don't know how you go from dental assistant to 307-mile-an-hour jet car, but
right.
But that was neat. So, and then that also kind of leads me to what I was going to ask is, who's your expert? Do you have a dentist on staff that you consider your clinical expert, somebody that you can ask questions of, bounce ideas off of, or is it your sister?
Yeah, great question. So we have some dental expertise in and closely related to the business. So inside the company, we have some insurance experts, of course, and some folks with dental backgrounds. You know, someone that used to work at a dental lab, for example. Our actuary comes from the dental insurance space. I'm at Delta Dental. And then we have clinical direction for our utilization management program, which is inside claims processing. And so that has licensed dental help.
Okay.
Looking outside the business, we have friends and mentors that are both kind of in the family, but also outside the family. So like locally in Columbus, for example, I spend a lot of time with Sean Rotenberg. He's a local practice owner, a periodontist, I believe, but he works in a, you know, specialty practice that has, you know, an oral surgeon, a periodontist.
Endodontist. Orthodontist,
and,
probably.
Yeah. And so he, you know, is running a practice by day. He's wet-fingered. He's doing some lecturing at OSU's dental school. And then I also pick his brain quite commonly about ideas or techniques or, you know, how kind of a dentist is going to approach or react to one of our ideas or something that we have in the works. And so I think that's really valuable as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So one of the questions, and I asked my staff to each provide me with one question. And that leads me to this one. So one of my personnel, they wrote, how do you decide on the limits that your policies will have? So, for example, what's covered and what's not would be one. The yearly maximum would be another. The frequency that you might cover, say, a full series of x-rays, that sort of thing.
Yeah, great question. So a lot of the coverage rules that we developed were based on taking a critical look at the industry standards and finding ways to maximize the value of the benefit. At the end of the day, if we sell our insurance policies through small businesses. And so the members, if they don't have great coverage, they're going to blame the insurance carrier. It's just a fact, right? Like, we know that's going to be the case. Even if it's the employer that wanted to, you know, save money and skimp on the coverage they wanted to offer to the employee. So we consider this to be very much an educational process. We want the employer to invest in a meaningfully high-quality benefit
right.
for their employees, which then, of course, makes us look better because the quality of the benefit that's being purchased is better, but it also helps the patient, right? You know, so we're trying to maximize the benefit that the patient actually receives. And so what we do is we have a standard set of coverage rules that standard are covering a high percentage of out-of-network benefits, that standard have no waiting periods at any level, so we don't cap or artificially create waiting periods around major services even. Everything kind of starts day one or at the effective date. We have strong policies around continuation of coverage. So if you have ongoing orthodontic treatments, we're going to pick up the payments where the other carrier left off.
Wow. Is that pretty standard, or is that like
some
unique?
Of it is, some of it isn't. And okay. So, you know, what we kind of can observe across the industry is that we aren't necessarily like the first and only carrier to do any one given policy, but it's definitely quite unique for it to be standard across all of our plans. So a lot of other insurance companies who have existed for longer have a bunch of legacy customers who might be on a less modern benefit stack, let's say, where
okay.
there were very restricted waiting periods, for example. In our case, we just are never going to offer those types of things, even if the employer wants them or thinks they want them. We're going to educate the employer, say, here's why you don't want to do waiting periods. Here's the, you know, the difference in cost. It's, you know, relatively nominal. Let's go ahead and step up to a no waiting period plan because this is better for your employees. It's better for us. It's better for you in the long run. And if we do that type of education, we don't have this kind of breadth of coverage rule sets. We just have a very standardized and what I would say is industry-leading or, you know, top-quality coverage rule set.
Yeah, I noticed you have four plans, basically, right?
We have four types of plans, essentially, tiered sets, yeah.
Okay. And when you were talking about what the employer wants, you've already answered the question, but I was going to ask you, employers don't know dentistry per se. They know how to run their company. And oftentimes, they really are just looking for the least expensive policy. So it's helpful to hear that you're educating them to making sure that they provide a coverage that's actually going to be beneficial to their members, to their employees.
Yeah. And a lot of that is also us bringing some of the money to the table as well. So, you know, one thing that, of course, turns the employer off in those types of conversations is if they feel in any way that they're being sold to or upsold in this case, which is, you know, of course we want you to buy the more expensive, better coverage, right? Because then we make more money. Well, that's not the point. The point is, are we actually delivering a meaningful benefit to the employee and their dependents? And so in some cases, we're willing to eat some of the cost to upgrade plans or increase a maximum or go from a maximum allowable charge plan to a usual, customary, and reasonable charge plan, or to up the out-of-network benefit like the UCR tables at, you know, 95th percentile instead of 90th percentile or 90th instead of 80th, all things that we think will create a better patient experience because we aren't building the company to make a bunch of money right now and then run away into the night. We're building a customer base that we hope loves Beam and wants to be with us for decades, right? And,
yeah.
And I mean that literally. And so that means offering, yes, high-quality insurance coverage, but we also, of course, offer our perks program, which has toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, replacement heads being delivered to the member's door, and that's also another touch point or another chance for us to build affinity, awareness of the company, awareness of our brand, but also affinity to that brand. And so if everybody, for example, loves our toothpaste, we know we're likely to keep them as, you know, valuable customers for, you know, many years, not just for, you know, 6 months or one contract year or whatever.
Right, and Sonic-type toothbrushes aren't cheap, and everyone that signs up to be a Beam Dental customer gets one.
That's right. It's a voluntary program, so not everybody selects it, but anybody that wants it can get it. And, yeah, so Sonic-powered electric toothbrushes, and that's, you know, for us, it's, again, another thing that we're investing in our members because we want them to have great, develop and maintain great preventative care habits because we know that in the long run, if you build and maintain great preventative care, you'll be healthier, you are likely to be more satisfied. You go to your dental checkups, right? You know, the kind of dream dental checkup is you walk in the door, smiling faces greet you, you go to the back, you get a cleaning, maybe do a fluoride treatment, and leave. It took an hour, you know, cost you nothing or next to nothing, because that would be covered by your, of course, high quality insurance company in this example. And you didn't get any bad news about needing fillings or root canals or crowns or anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from my perspective, if we can create more checkups that look and sound like what I just described, it's better for the patient, and they'll ultimately love their dental relationship. They'll love their insurer relationship as a result.
There's no doubt my favorite response to a patient who's coming for an exam is to say to them, look, hey, no cavities, everything's cool. I love saying that, because it's harder to say, by the way, John, you need two root canals and a crown and an extraction. You know, that's not as easy of a conversation to have with somebody. All right. Hey, Fro, looks like we're up against a break. I'm loving what you're saying. But can I get you to hold that thought, because we have to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And as most of you know, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. You may want to pre-program into your phone, 614-459-9769. But before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, today we are speaking with Fro, also known as Alex Frommeyer, the CEO of Beam Dental. Which of the following about Beam Dental is true? A, Beam Dental is a fundamentally different dental insurance company. B, Beam Dental incorporates dental hygiene behavior into policy pricing. C, all of Beam's plans also include Perks, a subscription service that provides an electric toothbrush, replacement heads, toothpaste, and floss, or D, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, so we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. And let me ask my guest, Fro, tell me, pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
Okay, 3 it is. Let's go to caller number 3. All right, so caller number 3 would be Donna. Do we have Donna on the line? We don't. We lost her. Okay. Oh, well. Okay. Well, hey, Donna, thank you for calling in. I understand she had the correct answer, and we'll get her back on the phone to find out where to send those flowers. So, all right, and those of you that didn't win today, please call in next week. All right. Before the break, we were talking about how Beam Dental will discourage employers from buying a plan that has a waiting period because they are hoping to develop and maintain great preventative care habits with the goal of improving the overall dental health of the patients it covers and make their checkup appointments pleasant, positive experiences. Right, Flo?
Totally. And having, you know, a healthy patient base is, and just having a health, I mean, if you were to really broaden this out, just having a healthier country, whether it's dental care or just healthcare in general, is something that, you know, I think a lot of smart people are dedicating their lives and their careers to. You in a practitioner sense, me in a coverage sense, and I think it's, you know, critical that there's not just people out there doing these things, but more and using innovation and trying new things and really trying to drive the patient awareness of their health, because the more we can empower the patient, the better the whole system functions.
Exactly. Now, because your focus seems to be on prevention, preventing dental disease, does that mean you'll cover more preventative procedures that maybe other plans don't, such as like Pitt and Fisher sealants, fluoride treatments, x-rays, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. So our coverage rules are written to cover all of those. You know, there's, I think, some, like for sealants, for example, I think there's some age limits or some restrictions on that front. So we are definitely hugely in favor when it comes to x-rays, getting digital x-rays and doing panoramic style wherever possible. We're really encouraging and pushing that and reimbursing more for it. Those are knobs that we're going to continue to turn, I think, over time. Not because we want to, you know, leave a dentist that still is on maybe a older
the
x-ray
kind that
model
you
in the dust,
develop
right?
in the liquid and hold it up to the light, you mean?
Yeah,
the old
that
style?
Type of thing, right. And again, it's not about like vilifying somebody that hasn't been able to make every investment in technology in their practice that they might want to or feel like they should. But the more and more we can kind of nudge practitioners toward those modern practices, we can start to reimburse more, we can reimburse faster, right? If you give me digital x-rays, I can process those claims faster. So
yeah.
Again, the whole industry works better when we're speaking common language and when we're kind of incentivizing behavior that's very patient first, customer oriented, all those things.
Yeah, so I've been digital since 2001.
Nice. Impressive.
And I hate it when somebody sends me a copy of an x-ray where they've printed it off on a piece of paper and then taken a picture of it. It's like, just send me the JPEG. I can put it on my computer. I can enlarge it. I can enhance it, change the background. I can do all kinds of things to find things I might have missed otherwise. So yeah, I saw a dentist not that long ago still using the process. And by the way, I taught in the x-ray department of the College of Dentistry for 20 years, Ohio State. And I also, prior to graduating, had a part-time job developing those x-rays that are done for those Crest tests,
Whoa.
You know, where they went out and looked for decayed, missing, and filled teeth in school children around the state of Ohio. And a part-time job of mine was to develop thousands of x-rays using those tanks. So I've been there and done that. And
You're a real expert then on both ends of the spectrum, it sounds like.
When it comes to x-rays, I do have a little more experience than most, you know, having taught it. And so I also don't like getting x-rays from other offices where I can't read them. They're overlapped, they miss the tooth, you know. So anyway, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. If we can share information better, quicker, and easier, then everybody's happy and everybody wins.
That's right. Totally agree.
So just out of curiosity, how often does Beam Dental cover a full series of dental x-rays, or does it vary by plan?
So a full set, there probably are some variations by plan, but I believe a full set's done once every 60 months.
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go on record as saying that's too long, based on my experience of working with x-rays, but...
Yeah, and I may be wrong offhand. I know we have some 60-month restrictions around a handful of procedures, but it may not be pano.
Okay.
I know we can do, you know, doing like periapicals and,
right.
You know, x-rays, you know, and partial sets, et cetera, are super frequent, maybe even every 6 months.
Okay.
So a pano set may be stretched out to a couple years, but, you know, again, something that... You know, as we continue to get feedback and interest from, you know, an active interest from dentists who can help us drive better
protocols,
coverage
maybe.
Rules.
Yeah, coverage
then,
rules.
Then, you know, I think those are the things that I mean, for us, it makes it really easy to make those types of updates.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much can happen in those last 2 years you just described. I would say 3 years for a full series, so you have another 2 years, and a lot can go south. I inherited a couple of practices over my time, and a couple of them, they weren't taking x-rays on a regular basis. And when I took some x-rays, I found 5 abscesses in one person's mouth, 5 active abscesses.
Wow.
You would think that they would have pain and they would have told the dentist, which might be what your actuaries are counting on. But the reality is a lot of this stuff doesn't really hurt. Just like, for example, a woman having a lump in her breast, it doesn't hurt. It was discovered at a radiology appointment, right, a mammogram. You don't wait for pain to find out you have breast cancer, so people shouldn't wait for pain to find out they have dental disease.
Totally agree. Good point.
All right. Hey, Fro, looks like we're up against a commercial break. I'm loving what you're saying, but can I get you to hold because we have to do this commercial break, and we'll be right back. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko and Fro, who is Alex Frommeyer, CEO of Beam Dental, and we'll be right back.
You can't take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, you're the sea. I know you see it too, cause you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 552. And today we've been speaking with Fro, Alex Frommeyer, the CEO of Beam Dental. We're really lucky that Beam Dental is based right here in Columbus. And so, Fro, if somebody wanted to become a Beam Dental customer, I know they can't do it as an individual yet, but what would they do? Would they go to their employer and say, check these guys out? Or how can they look you up now so they would maybe be prepared when they went to their employer?
Yeah, sure. So our website, which has, you know, a bunch of information about the company, a lot of the things we're talking about here today, is at www.beam.dental. So it's not a .com. It actually ends in .dental. So that has information on the company. Going to whoever manages the benefits for your business. Sometimes it's the CEO, CFO. For a bit larger companies, there's typically a, you know, HR director or a benefits manager in place. Pointing them toward our website and just telling them about the company that has these magic toothbrushes that come with the insurance is usually enough to get them excited, and then we can typically work with the company directly from there. But that's the best way to learn about the product, what makes us different and interesting in the market, and then we can take it forward from there.
Okay, how'd you get beam.dental? That's
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
It is cool. So beam.dental is where people would go.
That's right.
Okay. Not beam.com. No.
No, that'll take us somewhere else. It's probably Jim Beam or something.
All right.
Totally okay. Different product.
Okay. Well, at least it doesn't sound like it's a X-rated site.
Right, yeah.
Maybe a drunk site. So, hey, very, very cool. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And you have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, hey, I think I'm going to have Fro on the show again, maybe another time or so, because actually there was so much more that we can talk about. And I want to thank him so much because he was amazing to be so forthcoming. All right. So it looks like that's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. And visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.